Do you despise small talk? Do you frequently refuse to answer your phone? Do you wish you could skip the parties you're invited to? If any of these sounds familiar, you might be an introvert. Don't worry, you're not odd or defective. In fact, you're full of wonderful qualities that are much needed in today's society. To say Mr. Wright was in bad shape was an understatement. His physician, Dr. Klauffer, tried everything he could to save him and was now willing to consider cribiazin, a new cancer drug which was still undergoing clinical research. This drug had the potential to be an excellent treatment for cancer, or so everyone hoped.
"Sales manager, you're late," Coach grumbled, beating Brad to the punch.
"I know, Coach, my bad. Today was the last day I could get fitted for my tux to get it back in time for next Friday's big award shindig."
"Tux?" Coach raised an eyebrow. "You going to the Oscars or something?"
I smile a dark smile when you nervously try to convince yourself that I won't find you. I am the nightmare that walks and talks and will always be there when you wake up. I am the baddest Billy Badass on the block. I'm the HHIC, head honcho in charge.
Philip Beverly is the Chicago State professor who founded a faculty blog. But Beverly says the blog's attempts to expose areas where CSU could improve soon made it a target for censorship by the administration.